I reminisce.
We're going to start the show today with some master weather forecasting. D, take it away.
What? I'm just saying, it's not going to rain today. I mean, most of it's supposed to be like west of us, and it's supposed to break up. So spotty showers at best, mainly overcast for the rest of the day. But if you plan on doing something outdoors, you will have a window of opportunity where it will be possible.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Chris Vickers. Oh,
coming for you, yeah, right?
I'm just saying, bro. Come on.
Why don't you go after the 13 guys? Vickers is in shape. Weekman's tall. Shields.
Vickers is in shape.
He is.
Like, it's creepy.
Shields will take a golf club to your head. Go after the 13 guys.
Yeah, but I feel like out of all those guys, Vickers would probably be the hardest. Like, I think like Robert Shields, you could get him with a couple of like rib shots and he'd be down.
Awful. Awful.
You know.
Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, Demetrius, Nicodemus, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi.
Just
Dee did that because are you impressed with his impeccable
style?
His impeccable tiger attire?
Yes, I like it. It's tucked in, bright red, sticking out from the lightning and thunder that's going to happen later.
Why do you wish to shit on a dream?
I don't.
Wow, thank God you have kids. I want to be an astronaut. Well, the likelihood that you're going to have the intellectual fortitude for that, Timmy,
is slim to none.
So let's, how about you look at Garbage Man?
I have some things I want to run by you guys, as usual, but I see that you and the family survived Cedar Point. Okay, maybe
brave souls.
Oh yeah,
brave souls.
Yeah, we survived. You know, here's the thing, and I never realized how much patience my mom had when I was a child. But I think maybe the times were different. But like, we would spend all day at Cedar Point from the morning till the sun went down. I never realized how much patience that took as an adult to do.
For sure.
Okay? So every time that we've gone to Cedar Point until last time, we're there for maybe like 5 hours, you know, get your rides in and let's get the hell out. Well, Kara decided that this was going to be an experience for Connor. It was going to be an experience. We were going to ride roller coasters from sunup until way until the night hours, because Cedar Point's really cool at night. Well, I wasn't committed to that idea.
She didn't tell you this ahead of time?
Oh, she warned me. You know, it was like that guy when you were in elementary school who looked at you on a Monday and was like, bro, I'm going to kick your ass on Friday. Like, and then every day up until Friday was like, I'm going to kick your ass on Friday, just so you know. So you were like, fuck.
It's going to
happen. It's that anxiety. Yeah. And then Friday comes and he wasn't fucking around. He shows up, you know, and you were like, fuck, I thought it was just talk. So I'm at Cedar Point and we'd been there. We got there at 10. We cut the kids loose, said meet us back at the picnic area at 12:30. And first of all, I haven't been to Cedar Point since the security upgrades. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It is like TSA up in that bitch. They got dogs. They got metal detectors. They got kids from Kuala Lumpur going through your bag.
Is that near Oompa Loompa Land?
I don't fucking know. But if you look, I have never seen so many international teenagers in my life until I went to Cedar Point.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's the thing at theme parks.
First of all,
I think like the locals caught on that, like, if you send your daughter away, she's coming back pregnant, probably. Yeah, like, so now they're like, we got to ship them in.
Ashley, when you went to Disney, right?
Yeah.
You saw the same thing, right?
It was. I mean, it was people of all types.
Yeah, and it had their name and their country of mm-hmm. origin. And so
very like, Disney.
Yeah, so we get in and set the kids loose, and so it's me, my mother-in-law, Kara, and the baby. And we're like, we do some rides, and then we go back cuz it's hot. Like Africa hot.
Yeah, you guys went like the hottest day ever.
I had on a thin Mickey Mouse t-shirt and it looked like somebody had pissed on me. Like it was wet gray, you know. It was just horrible and uncomfortable. And so we're like, let's take the baby to the splash pad. Well, Cedar Point has a splash pad. And let's just say there's not an IQ test to let your child play in it.
No.
Because some kids shit on the splash pad. Like, like legit just pooped on the splash pad, and parents were just letting their kids run around and like just like oblivious. Dude, as soon as that shit hit the splash pad, my shit dart went off.
Nope.
And I was like, get the boy. Yeah. Get the boy.
Wait, yeah. How, like an avalanche is coming. Yeah. Like grab and run.
How,
go, go.
How did this did the kid sit down and
like,
then
was it
just
enough?
Shot right out of his pants. Like, and he just kept on playing. Didn't tell anybody, just kept on playing.
Was
and,
it like a potty trained age kid? Or was like, he, like, possibly wearing like, a diaper
no,
and nobody
no
changed
diaper.
His diaper because
no
it was
diaper.
Wet? Okay.
No. And he was potty-trained age kid. Ugh. He just was like, you know what? Fuck. I'm taking a shit right here. And he shit on the splash pad and then...
Did it
like,
shoot up like a geyser and just spray shit oh. everywhere?
No. It was a regular log-like poop that falls, like, boom, boom.
How does a log fall out?
Like
he probably already shit his underwear,
and
so they're like,
just,
we're just going to take
just
the underwear rolled. Off.
And so...
it's just free-balling.
So how did it get out in true log form through any
like
kind of
just
covering?
Shot out
that's
through
what
his
I'm
shorts.
Saying. Like,
I'm
he
thinking,
probably already shit his pants,
yeah,
and they're like, we'll take
he
the underwear
was just
off.
Commando,
yeah.
And it just, boom, right down one leg. And there's no way you don't know you'd shit yourself. And then... And but he just walked away, so it makes me question
oh
how
God.
This baby's raised.
Or wait, this is a great new tagline for Cedar Point. So much fun, you'll
shit yourself. Yeah. Your kids will shit themselves.
And you'll keep having
yeah.
fun.
And you'll just,
literally.
Yeah, you'll be like, fuck it. And other parents will just run through it and let their kids, like, one kid picked it up. By the time his dad
oh
had realized what it was in this boy's hand. And he went, no!
What, like, is that going to be hepatitis? What letter is that?
All.
Pink eye?
Yeah. Like, all. Like,
every itis, you're getting every itis and some onias. And
some onias.
And so I'm like, I run up to,
oh my God.
To somebody who looks like they may have an official capacity here at Cedar Point. And I, the first fucking kid I run up to, Lily White, blue eyes, I'm thinking American. I'm like, hey, Bubba, somebody just pooped on the splash pad. And he looked at me like he didn't fucking understand what I was saying. And underneath it, it said Latvonia or some shit like where Dr. Doom is from. And
Latveria.
And, yeah. And he's like, he goes, not the
body. I think poop goes in
yeah,
every language.
Like if there's any word that's universal, it's shit and poop. And I'm like, all right, you don't understand poop. Bro, somebody took a shit on the splash pad. And I'm like, fuck it. Bro, you have to find somebody. He was like, I would tell the first person I see. And I'm like, you are the first person. Do you understand that? And then so I'm like, all right, screw it. I had a nice little encounter with the lady, the little girl who was running the drink stand. I'll run and tell her. So I turn around because it's right in front of the splash pad. And I go, hey, and her name's Amelia. And I say, Amelia, someone just took a poop on the splash pad. And she goes, meh, 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 meh. And underneath her fucking name, it says Turkey. And I'm like, damn. And she goes, I will find the first person that I see, and I will... You are the first line of defense. You don't have, like, a little...
You're on the street.
Like, yeah,
you... I need you to be reactive.
Foot patrol.
Yeah.
I can only imagine if, by some chance, the president stumbled onto this portion of the podcast, there would be so many tweets saying, never again, give nice white people their jobs back at Cedar Point so we can clean the shit up.
It was like... Man, and here's the thing, and this is why I just want to tell you, like, we are all the same. If you just look at somebody, and this is what I love about this country, I can look at anybody, and I can assume that you're a fucking American. That's the beauty of this country. And I can walk up, and I can be like, fuck, you're not, but I'm that inclusive. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
like I am that inclusive. Yeah. Like my colors of Americans runs wide and deep.
Right. Until, you're working at
yeah,
Cedar Point.
Until you're
I
like,
assume.
I do not have ever been here. Oh, and I was God. Like, holy shit. But
what time was this?
It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So we're about a little past.
Oh,
half,
and it's
half,
deep hot. I mean, so
like,
hot. Like
it was hot that day.
The poop melted.
Yeah.
When it hit this place. Wait, like, were people scattering?
No! They conducted themselves like this was an everyday thing. Like at home, people shit in their living rooms and they just walk around it and don't acknowledge it. You know,
business as usual.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I didn't see one parent go, what the fuck? It was just me, Kara, and my mother-in-law. Like,
Cedar Point is a special place of fun and enjoyment. So we're like 60,
silence.
So we're like 60% through the
85% of the people on the splash pad. No, 98.6% conducted themselves as if shit is every day to them.
It is.
And it's not on the
not
floor.
Not on a public. Yeah, not on any floor, but definitely not on a public floor where there's water.
Yeah.
This was only like
and there's
liquid
kids
poop
running around
gross.
In bare feet.
They don't know any better. This was only halfway through your day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm buckled in.
Yeah. That was 2 o'clock.
I'm ready.
And then so we send the kids off again. And we have 3 12-year-olds and a 14-year-old. All right. Old enough that you can set them on them on their own.
Kara's nieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of Connor's friends.
Which one?
Caden. And by far the favorite of the friends.
Okay.
Like and so we send them off again, and then Kara wants Cohen to have an experience. Like, this is Cedar Point, so, you know, we'll just drag him around, and we'll take him to Snoopy Land, and put him on some little bitty roller coasters and stuff that he can ride all by himself. And that was entertaining, and he had some fun, and then I sit down next to Kara and I'm like, so I look down at the watch, it's like 4:30. We've been here for like 6.5 hours.
It's been a work day.
It's been a day.
Yeah, this is a work day.
And this is all I say to her. So, how much longer are we planning on staying? What she heard was, bitch, I want to fucking go home. And that's how she reacted. And I was like, whoa, I just asked the question.
The one time you use like, diplomacy, it still goes up in your face.
It was still like, I heard what you said, but I also heard what you said.
That's like one thing I can say, that me and Kevin, when we are on the same page, is about leaving anything that's awful at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though I'm like, yes, we should do this it's for the kids. It's for the kids. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, and she was just like, she shot me a look, and I was like, so we're staying for a while. And then she goes, she gives me $20. She goes, go get a drink somewhere.
The last time someone got offered money in this relationship, there was a fight.
Yeah, there was a fight. It was too fucking hot to fight. I was like, I snatched that $20 and I was like, fine.
See you in 4 hours.
And all
how
they had.
How many Jack and Cokes can I get for this?
None.
One, yeah.
None. Because no place in that park sells liquor.
Oh. No, they do.
Where?
Back in like the frontier town.
I went to the frontier town.
That's where I went last time.
And they had a shot and a half of 70 proof moonshine that they put in 32 ounces of Sprite.
Of sugar.
For $10.95.
You didn't bring your own?
No. No. Did you not hear TSA? I know. Dogs?
So she gives you the $20 to get a drink.
Yeah, I find it. I have this moonshine drink, and they put it in a lovely.
Words I never thought I'd hear.
They put it in a lovely plastic cup that looks like a mason jar to give it some sense of authenticity. Because you can only drink moonshine out of a damn mason jar, you some bitch. And so I get that thing that's got sharp edges all around it. So I cut my mouth open. I drink that. And then we continue our day, and then the 12-year-olds and the 14-year-olds decide that they can't have any more fun without us. So they jump on, and now I'm riding roller coasters. I think I rode the Magnum twice, the Gemini. What else did we ride? The mine ride. Wait a minute, is it the mine ride? Yeah, it's something like that. And a couple other roller coasters. But
I'm not a Cedar Point person, so these all sound like names Philip has considered naming his penis.
It was the mine ride, probably.
The Magnum.
Yeah, the Magnum. The Magnum mine ride. Because we go deep.
That's how they name. There's a new ride every year.
So deep, put your ass to sleep.
There's a new ride every year at Cedar Point. Maybe they just call Philip up and go, what have you considered calling your penis before? Okay, we'll take that one. The Raven? Have you ever called it the Raven?
Just
what's
absolutely.
The Rougarou?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Rougarou.
And it's been like, and every year, I always forget how people dress there.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Like matching outfits.
Like it's almost always like every time I go to Cedar Point, I have been assaulted in some way and have repressed the memory until I get back there and then it all washes over me again. Yeah. Like some horrible flashback.
Yeah.
What is it? How do they dress?
People like match. So,
yeah.
They wear things they shouldn't.
Oh my God.
So it's like, it's kind of like
basically. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Walmart with rides.
I do get a great sense of that living where I live at next to Spaghetti Warehouse. So I see it.
Like I saw a lot of cats who I could tell just got out of prison because when they were taking pictures with their boys, they were still doing prison pictures, like standing together, like next to a wall, holding up a peace sign. And I'm like, probation.
The last time I went to Cedar Point was with someone that had just gotten out of jail. So that sounds about right.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was like, I met this guy at the bar. He's going to go to Cedar Point with us on Saturday. And I was like,
oh my God.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah. It was like that quarry experience that I had, but with roller coasters.
How were the lines?
You know what? I pick really what people would consider corny roller coasters. I love the Gemini.
The classics.
Yeah. And I hate calling them that, but I love I love the Gemini. And so you can get on the Gemini in like 5 minutes, regardless of the time of day, because people just sleep on that roller coaster. The Magnum people are now sleeping on too. So you can, that takes about 5 to 10 minutes to get through. You know, I'm not doing the Gatekeeper where I walked by that thing and it was like, approximate wait time, 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, you know what? You could just write 2 hours, just scribble that off and just go, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like,
how much did the day cost you? 500 is probably low. Ashley, what's your guess?
There was like 8 of you. Did you pay for everyone?
I paid for 3 people. My nieces have season passes.
Okay. I would say probably around $425 to $5.
Yeah, because it was 150. We got tickets for like $37, so that was like $150, and then parking was $20. Yeah,
drinks.
And drinks and food. Oh my God.
Did you buy like the drink or food pass or whatever?
Yeah, I got. First of all, you're a fool if you don't get the little $15 day cup. That's free drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $15, but drinks there, water's $4 a pop. So
right.
You can get, like, by the time you've had 4 waters, the cup is paid for itself. And and that's another thing. Let me just tell you, when they put these little exchange students at these little beverage centers, man, they're like, you can have as much attitude as you want with these because drink is like gold here. And so, like, I went up with my little cup, filled it up with some water and a hint of mango, and then boom, and my wife and my mother-in-law and I were sharing it. Well, we drank it all because it was fucking hot. And so I go back to get my free refill, and he goes, oh, no. You no get a refill for 15 minutes. And I went, what? He goes, you wait 15 minutes before next refill. And I went, I can't get a free drink.
God.
On this hot ass day.
Is it like a punch card?
It's a bar scanner. He scanned it and he goes, no.
Oh, like it's just
15 minutes.
Did you know this?
No! I was so fucking pissed off. I bought another fucking cup.
Yeah, is this so like people
don't
pay?
Give me another cup. And he goes, you know, same rule. I went, but I can get it now though, right? If I stagger them,
yeah.
If I do it right, I can always have a free fucking drink in my hand. And won't that piss you off?
Every 7 goddamn minutes, bro. Yeah. Oh my God. That's insane. That's something I would do. Kevin would be like, no, it's fine. We'll wait our 15 minutes. I was like,
no, fuck that. It's hot.
I'm getting my drink now.
It's water.
Did Kara get the experience she was hoping for? Sun up or gates open to sundown?
Yeah, we didn't leave until like 8:30.
Oof.
Yeah. I was like, we've been here 10 hours. 10 and a half hours.
Get your money's worth.
We've been here for 10 and a half hours. And she was just like, bebopping along.
They have a pre-K pass. So like next year, You have to like sign up it for it by a certain date, and then you have to like go and get the card. But we have it for Tucker. I'm sure we'll never go, but it's like a preschool pass, so they can get in free.
For how long?
The entire season.
You know what it costs?
It's free.
What's the,
what's legit the cutoff?
Like, do you have to pay for it?
I think five. No, you don't pay for it. It's free.
Okay.
Free, people. There's no, like, weird things.
First 250 kids?
Maybe. I don't know. I know that Kevin made the date. You get, like, a piece of paper, then you have to go there and, like, get his picture on
like
the card.
Three and under is, like, free, and then...
It's, like, three to five, I think.
Yeah, and then, I don't know.
Did Cohen enjoy the rides?
Cohen enjoyed his, we put him in an airplane... Like one of those little baby airplanes that go up and down.
Yeah.
And they lock him in. And he got into the airplane. He was like, whew. And then he looked around. And he goes, well, how do I do this?
Like
he was literally going to fly. He like put his hands on the wheel that doesn't turn. He goes, well, here goes. And then so he went up and down on that. He was looking at people and waving. And everybody was like, oh, my God. And
he's such a big boy.
Oh, my Jesus. And I can't remember the other two roller coasters baby coasters that he rode. Oh, the swings. He rode the baby swings. And then, God, I don't know.
Race cars.
Yeah, he did race cars that whipped you around like, whoop, whoop, but they were on a stiff-ass pipe.
A stick.
Yeah. So you're like, okay. Oh, and he drove the classic cars. So he enjoyed that. As far as like his Cedar Point experience, I'm sure like he'll look back on this and in his 30s is some hazy memory, you know, and go, didn't we go there one time when I was like little? And Carol will be like, hold on, let me pull out my old iPhone 6 and zip through the pictures here.
I vaguely remember when I was about 4 years old, I think my mom had won the lottery. So she wanted to go visit some relatives out in California. And then we did a trip to San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, and I remember going to Disney World. Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
There are pictures of it and everything. And I have that shadowy memory of doing certain things. Like, I think I remember the Matterhorn,
mm-hmm.
and I remember driving cars, but very little, and it'll probably be the same. I wish there was a shitty story like the one you have. Maybe there is. I'll have to ask my dad.
Your dad. Your dad's like, boy, let me tell you.
Wish we could dial out on these phones. Is Cohen done crying, or does he still want to come over?
Oh, to your house?
Yeah.
No, Mister. Hey, you want to ride with me? I got toys.
I took Cohen over.
So yesterday. You got to tell a 3-year-old. He'll jump in the car and he's like, "What's the touching for?" You know, like unreal. He was fine as soon as you walked out the door.
I took Cohen to that Cohen's house.
Yeah.
OG Cohen was sleeping, so Cohen was playing with OG Cohen's. To keep up here.
Yeah.
Was playing with his toys. OG Cohen comes downstairs and is very unhappy to see how the situation has unfolded. And to jump forward, I said, well, you know, you can come over to our house and play with this Cohen's toys. And he said, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going to take advantage of this right now.
I'm going to break all your shit just so you know what happened. I'm going to break all your shit. I took the boys and my wife to a swim meet on Wednesday at the country club, because evidently when rich white people have nothing to do, they like to pit their children against one another from other country clubs. So what they do is
and the black family goes to watch
them. And so absolutely. And so what they do is they have swim teams. Like Belmont Country Club has a swim team.
Yeah.
Brandywine has a swim team. Toledo Country Club has a swim team, and they all compete against one another. And it's been years since I've seen a swim meet, you know, in person.
He's a former really good swimmer. Okay. Like competitive.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I go there, and neither one of the boys are enchanted about the swim meet. Kara's kind of into it, but it takes me back and I'm like, wow, these guys are really poorly coached. And so we're standing up on the deck, and these three little boys come up to Cohen and they're like, hey, can we play with you? And he went, no. And then turned around and walked away. And I was like, damn, that's gangster. Like, he just, like, and then, like, he just ignored him until, like, what they were doing caught his eye. And he was like, he looked at me, he goes, I'm going to go play with those kids. And I went, what if they don't want you to play? He goes, pfft. And then just walked, and he goes, I'm playing with you. And they were like, okay. And I was like, fuck that. No, he was a dick to you. You shun him like the Amish. What are you doing?
But Ashley, I've never seen Dick Cohen like that. And I've heard the stories. He doesn't share. He's selfish.
History.
So to see him yesterday. But the audacity and the gall he has to treat Connor the way he does is comical. Like, he just walked up to poor Connor laying on that sofa and whack.
Yeah.
No. Whack. And did he really tell him to go back to Maryland?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The first week he was here, he was like, pack your stuff and go back home. He was like, why are you here?
You're stealing half my time.
He's like, you're in the room that I play in, and all of a sudden I can't touch anything. Why are you here?
To see him yesterday standing in the corner after he woke up from his nap, watching Cohen play with his toys was for me a sight to behold.
Dude, yeah. Watch, the way he wakes up is the same way his mom wakes up. It's the exact, you can't talk to her for 15 fucking minutes as soon as she gets out of bed.
That's how my youngest is.
She's like, you can't even engage her in any kind of conversation. Ask her any kind of question. She's like, and then yells at me, and she goes, you know better. Do what? Engage my wife in the morning conversation? You're right.
Kevin, like, had to go to the bathroom at like 5 a.m. this morning, and I woke up and I was like, what are you doing? Because a flashlight's on, and he's been doing keto all week, and I'm like, what is happening? The two will correlate here in a minute. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, but why is your flashlight on, and why are you standing by the closet? And he goes, I weighed myself. And I'm like,
5 a.m.?
5 a.m. So then he's like, so you never told me about everything at work this week. What's going on? Let's chat. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I was stupid and started talking. And next thing I know, I've been up since 5 a.m. today. And I want to shoot him.
Because he weighed himself?
Because he weighed himself with the flashlight on.
And decided, there is no way my wife would let me make that determination for her. Like, hey, you know, I just got done.
Oh, he does it all the time.
I got done weighing myself and I thought, it's 5 o'clock. You'd probably really appreciate an early morning conversation. Hey, how was your day? Yeah, no.
I was like, "What are we doing? What are you doing?" And he's like, "No, tell me about it." And I was like, "Okay, like we're not having sex, so let's get that clear real quick."
Yeah, you can't wake somebody up and expect that to happen.
He actually wanted to talk.
And I was like, "Oh God!" So then he got up. He goes, "I'm gonna go get eggs." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I gotta go to the store and buy more eggs."
Maybe he's energized from changing his diet.
Maybe, I don't know. He's obsessed with it. I'm not a fan.
Cohen is mostly potty trained.
Yeah.
Tucker's potty trained.
Yes.
Getting there?
No, yes. He's going to be 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
he's been potty trained since 2.
Yeah.
He was easy.
I'm learning stuff with Cohen, who has 2 very teenager-like qualities.
Is he potty trained?
Yes.
Okay.
But one, he's probably still sleeping. The kid sleeps in like a teenager, like mid-morning.
Mine wakes up like he's got a job on first shift.
It's like my kids know it's the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, this is their chance to, you know,
Daddy, it's 6 o'clock. I was just wondering, are we going to wake up and watch Tony Geftis do the weekend news? I was just, I really enjoy Good Morning America at 8, but I need that 2 hours right before it.
He gets that from you, though.
Yeah. Has the paper came? I'd like to read the paper.
He sleeps in, and he spends as much time as like a 60-year-old with a broken colon in the bathroom. Like, he needs a newspaper.
Yeah.
I noticed that I was going through toilet paper very quickly. So while he can poop okay, and there's 4 questions. What did I ask him? Did your poop stink? Did you flush the toilet?
It's poop.
Did you wash your hands? And then there was one more. Or did you like what? And we got like 3 out of 4. He doesn't use the correct amount of toilet paper, I don't think. So do you guys have this issue?
So Tucker at school wipes his own ass. However, when he is at home, he feels as if I need to be there to make sure his ass is wiped.
Like, he's the king?
Like, I'm his official ass wiper. Like, that is, like, basically my role. But I get chocolate milk, and I wipe his ass.
But you can save toilet... Like, Cohen was using an inordinate amount of toilet paper.
I probably would be okay with the toilet paper if I didn't have to fucking wipe his ass every time. Because I swear to God, every time he goes to the bathroom, he poops.
Yeah.
I'm like, can we not do this? Can you stand? Please stand. I'd rather wipe piss off the floor than have to wipe your butt every 2 hours.
Are you going to be wiping his ass till he's like 30?
Probably. At least I got him out of my bed.
D, that was like, does Cohen use toilet paper correctly?
God, no. We have to hide that. Like, he doesn't, like, first of all, it's like paper towel to him. He thinks it's for, to clean
it's,
everything.
It's endless.
Except his own butt. He won't wipe his own butt. When he gets done pooping, like, he'll call my name. He'll go, Daddy!
Yeah.
And then I'll come walk in, and it's like I'm a quarterback, and he's the center. All I see is him bent over yeah. and this tiny little butthole pointing at me, and he's like, get it!
Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, who taught Tucker to, like, you know, grab his ankle? Because as soon as he's done, he's like, boop. And I'm like, we've gotten over that. Now I'm like, keep your ass on the seat. Let's just leave it there.
Cohen took a shower the other night, which I want to ask you guys something about. But Lindsay also told me that she said he bent over and spread his butt cheeks. I'm like, where did he learn that from?
Just getting clean. Kids are weird. There's really no rhyme or reason.
Cohen strokes his genitals and his penis. Like right now, he's super excited because he's peeing standing up instead of just scooting in. And he was a tank sitter first. Like he would scoot and then stare at the tank.
Yeah.
He wouldn't point himself at the wall. He would scoot so he could see the handle and all the cool things that were on the top of the toilet. That's how he would do his business.
I've never thought about doing it that way before.
It's really good when you're potty training boys because it stays underneath the lid.
It's a good idea. I'm thinking of doing that right now.
And so now, like, he's standing up on his tiptoes and putting it over, but he's holding on to it like the end of a balloon that's been blown up but hasn't had a knot tied in it, you know? So it's like, you could hear little, like, like, if it was full of air, the way he's holding on to it, it would...
Don't squeeze it too hard.
You're like, Jesus, this gotta hurt. Like,
I've asked Kevin, I'm like, can he squeeze it too hard? Like, is it going to, like, like it's going to explode?
I've watched enough Looney Tunes commercials to know that if you
shake it so violently, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's funny. Yeah. I'm like, it's not. It's scary. And I feel bad for anyone that'll know you.
What's the greatest, for Parker and Tucker, their greatest lose their shit moments?
Parker, when she wakes up.
I mean, like, all time. Like, the one you'll never forget. The ones you'll never forget.
Honestly, anytime Tucker takes or tries to watch whatever iPad she has, if it's the iPhone, she headbutts him. He will come over and be like, I want to sit with Sissy and watch the iPad, and he'll be nice and sweet. And she looks at him and she's like, basically, fuck you. And she takes her head and jams his head in, like, into his forehead.
Okay, Ric Flair.
He cries and she's like, bitch, don't do that again. Tucker has been recently, he's obsessed. We got him into Xbox.
Okay.
Kevin got him into Xbox, and he's trying to play Minecraft, and he just can't. It's a weird game, and he just can't fucking get it. Like, he's not good at it. And, I mean, I don't know what the point of this game is, but we have, like, epic meltdown to the point where he's like, tears screaming, like, running down his face, screaming. And it makes me laugh, which incites his anger, and I can't help it. Like, I had, like a church giggle laugh fit, and he went and sat on Kevin's lap, and he was like, you are awful. I hate you. And I was like, ooh.
Kevin or Tucker?
Tucker. And I was like, okay. I'm like, I'm sorry. And he's like, you're laughing at me. And I was like, because you're ridiculous.
I like to do that with Colin. Yeah. I like to, like, Lindsay's like, ignore him. I'm like, no, this is so good. I want to egg him on. Well, there's probably multiple.
Yesterday.
What did he do?
Yesterday, it was the craziest thing. He wasn't even in the room. Kara looks at me and she goes, you're going to be here for a little bit, you know, so I can go and take a shower. So just me by myself take a shower. And I said, yeah. And Cohen was like watching that Ryan kid play with toys. And then all of a sudden, something dawned on him. Like he was like, it was weird. He set down the phone and he was like, you could see it. He was like, my mom's by herself and she's probably content.
I need to go ruin
this. Yeah, I have to ruin this. So he runs up the stairs and the baby gate is locked. And so now he can't get upstairs and he loses his shit. I've never heard him scream like that. It was, do you remember the scene from the X-Men when Magneto was having his flashback kid moment?
Yes.
And his parents were being yanked away from him.
Fence.
And he's like, yeah.
Do you remember that, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay.
They're in a house, right? Like a white house. Isn't that when they have the flashback?
No.
When they're doing something? What movie is that?
Let me say it since I'm allowed. It was in a concentration camp.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
During World War II.
And he pulled the fence.
And Magneto was, that. He happened to be Jewish, unfortunately, and bad shit happens. You know, not unfortunately that you're Jewish, but I just mean during that period of time.
That situation.
Yeah, that situation. Yeah, you know, it sucks. And so I get up to the steps, and he and Cohen is literally having that moment where he's over, like, the gate is holding him back, and he's reaching for his mother, and tears are pouring down his face, and he's screaming, I need to take a bath. I am sticky. I am sticky. And he sees me coming up the stairs. And he...
Here comes the Gestapo.
And he turns and he's like, no! 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 Tears. I pick him up. I take him upstairs, just hoping that maybe the fact that he's on the same floor as her is enough. And it's not. He needs to be in the bathroom. So I open the door.
Oh.
Steam is, and she's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is there a moment in my life where I can just enjoy being by myself? And I went, he was losing his shit, Kara. I've never seen this. I said, maybe he just needed it. And so I tried to take him out of the bathroom.
Nope.
Nope. That ain't happening. He needs to be in there. He needs to see her. And she was just like, defeated at that point. She was like, yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck today.
How many minutes of contentment did she get?
She got enough time to shave one leg.
That's all you need to do.
No.
No.
No. No. It's the worst. It's legit. Like, I told Kevin, I go, it's like she can smell that I'm not, like, she can smell that I'm enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the moment, because Parker's like that. I locked the bathroom door when I took a shower this morning, and she's pounding on the door, and I open it at one point. I get out, and I open it, because I'm like, fuck it, I'll just let her in. She's laying on the floor, and she's crying. And she's watching the iPad, but just laying there screaming and crying. And I'm like, seriously? Kevin's, you know, making his keto breakfast, acting as if nothing's happening.
Like, my 12-year-old fucking pounded on his own fucking bedroom door.
Oh,
pounded. I was like, I came running into the hall. He was standing in the hall pounding on his door. I went, what are you doing? He goes, nothing.
What?
I went,
why?
Really? That's what you did? You almost destroy a door in my house for what? No fucking reason other than the fight. You were just like, I wonder what my fists sound like pounding on this door.
What?
These kids are fucked.
These kids are crazy.
The other night, Lindsay came downtown to my house, and it was a shit show of parking all over downtown Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday and Wednesday.
She parked like basically a block away from Lucas County Canine Care and Control. I walked to get her car once before when she parked there. This time, we drove. So Cohen comes with us. He was fully understanding of what was going on, or maybe he was just a little disoriented from it being late and he was tired. I don't know. He stayed with me. Lindsay got in her car. Where's my mom?
Same place you'll be if you keep on asking questions.
He said it three or four times in the 90-second drive home. We parked back at my place. Where's my mom going? To bring her car here. The only way I could convince him, and usually he always wants to be the first one in the house, Cohen, let's race upstairs, and then we can go. You can call your mom a slowpoke. Well, where is she?
Nothing.
Yeah. I told Dee this story yesterday on Sunday, just because of timing of things and playing and being sticky. He had to take a shower at my house. He doesn't like showers.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever taken one. He's a firm bath kid. Like, mm-hmm. This is in his DNA. He's like, I don't take showers. I take baths. It's what's in the kid constitution.
True. Very true.
The only way I can describe it, since you've already used the Magneto example, I'll say, do you guys, everyone remembers the first time their kids got shots, right?
Yes.
That kind of wailing. Or, for the Jews that we haven't scared off, when your little baby had their penis snipped at the bris. That kind of screaming. That's what was going on with Cohen when he was being forced into the shower. Now, I wanted to listen to this because I love when he loses his shit. I would have paid Lindsay admission for this shit. But also, Diddy has been super protective of Cohen lately, and I don't know why. In fact, he bit Lindsay the one night last week.
Oh my God.
So while this wailing was going on, and I realized that, you know what, I can listen, but I can't egg this on. So let Lindsay handle his business. But I did sit outside the door to listen, and I wanted to see what Diddy was doing to make sure he wasn't going to go barreling through the door to save Cohen, because the wailing didn't stop. And then strangely, Lindsay said two nights ago, hey, if you want to play Don't Wake Daddy, will you go take a shower? Fucking loved it.
Yeah, best thing ever.
Yeah, it's the initial shock.
Right.
It's the water constantly in your face making you think that you're going to drown.
When Tucker gets in the pool, he needs a face towel.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I need a towel to wipe off my face.
I mean, Cohen's totally down with showers because that's what like he and his mom take. He, like, Kara one day thought it would be in, you know, how about you learn, you know, what it's like to bathe these children and never have a moment's peace? Well, let me just say, my son's reaction to the male body is not nearly
as
positive as his reaction to the female body.
Why? What does he do?
Fuck about, boy, Kara put him in the shower with me. He screamed an absolute horror. I got out of the bathroom. He goes, Daddy, what's wrong with your wee-wee? I went, what do you mean? He goes, it's painted.
What? What?
Oh.
So, yeah. Like, it boggles his mind that,
that's,
you know,
great.
My pee-pee doesn't look like his. It's slightly darker, which is why he refers to it as painted. And he's like, he goes, your wee-wee is just nasty. It is, it's just, it's painted and nasty. And my wife thinks that's absolutely hilarious.
It is.
And
yeah.
And so he does not bathe with me. He will let me start his bath. He told Kara to sit down on the couch and continue to watch what she was watching. I was going to go upstairs and start his bath. And he goes, and she go, he goes, and then you can come up. I was like,
okay, Prince.
Yeah, what the he's like, Prince. Father will start my bath.
He is a ruthless, he is the next Kim Jong-un. He is a ruthless.
He's Donald Trump.
No.
He is, he's a tiny Donald. He will say shit to you.
What is that? Yeah, that makes, looks different. Get that out of here.
Absolutely no sense. Tell you something that totally didn't happen. He will do something and then go, I don't know what you're talking about.
This sounds more like North Korea, where those people are under the thumb of that guy and living in God knows what conditions. That will be you one day.
No, because he gives me the sense of freedom. It's a false sense of freedom.
They think they're free there.
No, they don't. None of them think they're free there.
You don't know because you don't hear from them.
Are you kidding me?
Ugh.
They pick their hair cards from like a pedicure card. Yeah, like well, which one would you like? The basic? A little bit better than basic or the regular. Pick a hairstyle. Like, that's what they get to pick from. They know that's not normal. They danced at the Olympics. They're getting used to the other
The
world.
North Koreans?
The other side. Yeah. Don't you remember? They did like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Vaguely.
Yeah. They
vaguely.
Did that.
What are you doing for the rest of this weekend with the family?
So, with the family, laundry today. Might try to make another run to the storage unit because we got one cleaned out.
From the store?
Pushing forward, yeah. So we have one more to knock out there. It's all now just in my garage, but at least I'm not paying for it. And then I have a party tonight. It's a funeral for her 20s.
Wait, oh, okay.
She's having a birthday party. It's a funeral of her youth, I guess.
Who does that? It's not. You're not supposed to have
a
funeral.
A lesbian woman.
Oh, of course. Gorgeous.
She's like, I'm throwing a party. It's a funeral of my youth. Wear black. She got like a blow up casket to hold all the beverages.
Where is this going?
Old West End.
Okay.
Then they're doing a bar crawl, but I think I'm going to bounce before that. I got a little tore up at George's the other night. So
I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember the machine gun fire of texts coming my way and Barb.
Barb. Yeah.
Barb.
Good old Barb.
What are you doing besides golfing today?
Today's Connor's last day. So he's going back to Maryland today. So we're golfing, which was shocking because this was his idea. Aww. Yeah, I was like, so I was super excited that he wanted to do something that I really, really enjoy. So me and my father-in-law and him are going to go out and play nine holes. And then I don't know what's going on for Saturday. I know my office is open right now from 9 to 2. And so I'm going to go and pop in and check up on them real quick.
By the way, Tigers minus one and someone named Kisner is 6 under. Just letting you know.
Oh, yeah. The
Open.
The British Opens today and yesterday.
What are you doing this weekend?
And the day before.
I got a surprise text the other day from a friend of mine who we do this like once a year when the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs come to town to play the Mud Hens. It's where I used to live in Allentown. And my friend is in town and we catch up and we sit around and shoot the shit for a couple of hours. And I haven't seen him or really spoken much to him since before last June. So we have a lot to catch up on and we do that. And I don't know where that'll take us to. Lindsay and Cohen will be over. He's into his bike riding phase. I got him this bike when we were going through Toys R Us a couple of months ago. He didn't. Every time I would ask Lindsay, she would say, "You ride it a little bit," just to appease my feelings. Now it's his. I could make a list. Like, now it makes sense when you guys would come in and tell me stories of, like, they said this and it's the coolest. Like, I could make a list of Cohen's sayings. Like, bike riding is the best ever. Or, riding my bike is the best ever. And it's like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this goes on the list.
Yeah.
But riding his bike is the best ever.
Nice.
We went over yesterday to the farmer's market. And he was just doing, like, circles. I was timing him. He'd hit my hand every time around. It keeps looking like it's going to tip over because the bike is with the training wheels and stuff. But he loves it. And I was like, Cohen, we got to go. Do you want to go home? No, riding my bike is the best ever. Cohen, your mom's home. Okay, we can go. But he loves that. Good for him. But he's had that bike for 3 months. And now, you want to go to the splash pad? Can I ride my bike? Sure. Cohen, you want to go outside?
We went there.
What's that?
The splash pad downtown.
You liked it, right?
Huh?
No shit.
What? Yeah, and there was no poop. No, just lovely, lovely teenage mothers running around with their children.
Yeah, I think I did mention to Kara, the earlier you go, the better off you are. When Cohen and I have gone, we did go Monday. We were over there before 9 o'clock, and just after I'd gotten him taken care of, or like he went and played, and I corralled all his stuff and settled in and read some emails or whatever. I'm ready to go. What do you mean you're ready to go? We just got here. And someone pointed out to me that there was no one for him. My friend. There was no one for him to play with, so he got bored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we just ran around and did a bunch of things.
Too many kids for my kids to play with, and I was like,
yep.
I didn't think I want to go.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this one kid holding his baby over what I could only assume was the baby's only bath. And
they have a state-of-the-art filitration system,
Kara said. Kara was like, what's this? I'm like, I'm sure it's filtered.
It's like state-of-the-art. Like, they assumed like homeless people would be showering.
But it's like, for real, that kid didn't look any more than like 16. And then when he put that baby in a car seat and then walked with his slightly older girlfriend to wherever they were going, I was just like, oh, God. And just like all around, it was just crazy. Crazy.
We haven't been there yet. I want to
I'm
take
very
just
no you don't
I do ish no. I do Can, I would go early like if, I'm yeah. an early person. We'd be like a 9 to 10, 9 to 11 person.
Am I gonna wind up on the news for saying this, but it's kind of like a city pool?
No, I mean it's free.
Yeah,
you know?
Free.
I mean,
everything kind of free doesn't always draw the best of crowds,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I did not go to the art museum block party this year, which I guess was bigger than ever, because it's free. And not that I have an issue with the people that are there, like who and what they are. It's the quantity.
Yeah.
Like last year when I went with my neighbor, we just wanted to get some food and have a good time. And it was a beautiful night, but the lines were like 10 people deep at the food trucks. And we're like, we really want to eat. We're going to Poco Loco. So, that's why I kind of like...
It's just free stuff, and it's summer, and no matter who you are, people are trying to find something to do with their kids. free stuff makes sense until you get there and you're like, no, this doesn't.
Right.
I would rather pay $5 for a pool pass at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just...
Evidently, cover charge is a good way of just weeding out the people.
Yeah.
Like, who realized that? Well, I never realized that before.
That's what I wondered about the art museum block party. And I have yet to talk to my friend that works over there. And I'm wondering if, because it looked really busy, I don't know if they're going to make any adjustments, but charging a cover, someone would get outraged. But I do wonder.
Yeah, they're not going to do
they,
that.
I think it starts.
The museum's free. They can't, you know, pay for a
party. I think it starts at 6. I think. My suggestion, if it is too busy, they'd at least like bump it up to 3 o'clock.
I thought it started at like 2 or 3.
No, I think it's at like 5 or 6. So at least if they... It starts
it's like an all-day thing.
Because the dance party was at like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
The festival
started like during the afternoon, early afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did it 1 year with the store.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'd move it up to like noon then to at least spread out people.
I think it's like early. No. Like 10. All the vendors, all the food trucks, I think that they all show up early.
No. Well, maybe they do, but it's not open. Because I remember when I worked it, like 3 years ago, my remote was 4 to 6 or 5 to 7, and there was no one there yet. Hmm. Hey, do you think
Well, that was probably... When did it start?
I don't know.
I mean, when was the inception of this block party?
A while ago.
This the remote thing that I had was 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Adding vendors and all that stuff started like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Like where it was like craft show meets farmer's market meets...
I don't remember this. Not when I've
Maybe
been.
It's on the other side, because I know Maybe. That I was slightly pissed off that we weren't on the other side. Because I'm like, that's where the people are, and here we are. People aren't going to walk over here in 95 degree weather.
Yeah, it's mostly like they closed down Monroe Street. Mm-hmm. That's where the food trucks are. There's some performances.
Yeah, so ours was
There's
like around... Like, you know, like that neighborhood that has like the big loop right behind like the glass pavilion?
Yeah.
That's where they had all of us set up.
Hmm. Well, nobody's going over there.
Yeah. It was in the middle of the day and I was like, this is shit. My sister was like, we're in a really shitty spot. I was like, pack up and leave.
Do you think anybody's going to write Hail Trump on anybody's house this week?
God bless her. God bless her.
For doing it on camera?
Yeah. Like,
I can't even get in that.
Yeah. Again. This is really the problem that we have right now is that... Racist people have been so scared to talk that we've forgotten that they exist.
It's true.
We literally thought that America had overcome this.
We are,
and
moving,
we were like, we are
forward.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
But that we weren't, because people were just afraid to speak their minds. Now you're shocked when you find out all the progress that you made really wasn't progress. It was just people who were too scared to open their fucking mouths. Now we live in an era where ignorance is allowed to speak. So now you realize that your fucking neighbor's a fucking racist bitch.
I think your twisted point is accurate, but it troubles me because you probably saw the shit on my Facebook page, right? People were losing their mind. Oh, you were at Cedar Point all day.
Yeah, I don't want to look at your face.
I know you complained that things like were showing up, and this thing.
Yeah, like your chair journey.
I understand your point, and it's nice to know who the real ignorant people are. But I wish they would go back underground, because the way this always, we lose the civility with. We go, this is because of him, and then it gets into a massive, disruptive, hateful debate.
See.
And it's right.
What nobody can
him.
Nobody no it's not him.
Yes,
you
it
know
is.
What it is? Here it is. We are horrified right now at the fact that it's not Donald Trump who's making us do this. He is just a reflection of who we are.
No, but
right
he's
now.
The one that opens the gates.
But that's what it is. And we can't accept that fact. So we fight against it all the time. Look, there are people who live in this country who literally feel this way, mm-hmm. but we want to pretend that they don't. And then we chastise them for opening their mouths.
I don't pretend that they're not here, but I like when they keep their ignorance to themselves. And good, let it sit there and simmer, because you know what? There was a lot more civility before, even though those thoughts and feelings were there. Now this
You call it civil, I call it fake. I call
Fine.
It, there was a shit ton of people being, look, it's finally time to sit down and talk to one another like regular people.
But these people aren't talking.
And you can't. Yeah, like, I can't look at you and feel like... I mean, I've had, like, friends and family that I'm like, I can't even talk to them anymore.
But there has to be a reason why they feel that way. You know, I've always felt that when somebody, like, like the president taps into a feeling like that. There's a reason. Somebody has a super personal story that this guy has tapped into, and he's like, oh my God, this dude is talking to me. Coal miners. Coal miners don't want to really, they've been coal miners all their lives. Do they want to change their jobs? Does it suck to see their industry dying the way it is? And so you're like, oh my God, there used to be a time when being a coal miner could really, you know, put food on the table and blah, blah, blah. And people were like, yeah. And Donald Trump was like, remember those times? Remember, we're going to bring those. And it speaks to that guy's heart. You know, there's a guy who somewhere down the line lost a job to a man who hires nothing but illegal immigrants. And so Donald Trump says to him, you know what? Immigration is our problem. And that guy's like, yeah, because you know why? I lost a big bid to a dude who undercut me on labor and blah, 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 because this is how he was doing it. It speaks to that guy's heart.
I get it. And he has a brilliance and such a skill to tap into what can help him. And I don't think he's a racist by any stretch of the imagination. I think he's narcissistic. I think how he feels about himself, the reflection of that out into society comes off as hate and rage. But I just think he's selfish and narcissistic. But you're right. He taps into that so that it can help his fame and popularity and probably his bottom dollar. But look, that story is awful. But that's a time ago. We move forward.
People now who and this is just my opinion. People who tend to struggle and are going through some really hard times, it's easier to look at somebody and say it's this person's fault that this is happening to me, rather than saying, okay, this is happening to me, so what do I do to make sure that this doesn't happen to me?
Right.
What I like to do is blame somebody. And this guy's telling me I have a shit ton of people that I can blame for the circumstances that I'm in.
Because it's easy.
You know? And yeah, because it's easier to go like this. It wasn't anything that I've done. It was all shit that was done to me.
And your employer in that job for many of these unskilled or lesser skilled white males were said, you do this hard ass job and it will pay off your family. You will be able to retire at 55. And then that didn't happen because of mostly technology. I think you remember me saying quite often when much of the rhetoric, regardless of who was saying it was, you're losing your jobs to overseas and to, you know, immigrants coming into this country. I think we learned, and to counter your point, like we learned in our industry, like you got to keep up, like doing this, technology will catch up to you. So many jobs, there were probably more jobs lost due to technological advances and automation
than another race taking.
Oh yeah, be mad at engineers.
Yeah,
like if you really want to protect your jobs, get rid of engineers unless they need to build bridges and shit like that. People who need to build robots and stuff, shoot those people on site. That's the only way you're going to maintain your job if it's based on physicality. Because somewhere down the line, somebody's going to look to replace and cut. Because that's what you do when you own a small business, any kind of business, and you're looking at trying to save money. The first thing you do is look at labor hours. That's the first thing you do.
Yep.
Because those are the easiest things to control.
How can I be more efficient and more cost efficient? Run a better business, spend less money. But as small business owners, like you now know, I think try to do it humanely. Because they are close to these people, as opposed to like the situation where we were in. There was somebody way up top looking at a spreadsheet and said, the numbers don't work out, you have to go.
Yep. Cross out the lines.
Seems like Ashley and I agree. I would like these people with their hateful thoughts to keep them to themselves, as opposed to feeling like society is now accepting of them, because that's not the arrow that's not the direction we should be headed in.
But
no matter who's the president.
But yeah, exactly.
Like, no matter, and I do blame him. I think that it has allowed people to feel like some sort of, like they're unified again. Like, we all hate these people, and now we can say it because somebody else, my neighbor two doors down, also feels that way. Because they told me over a Bush Light. Like, it blows my, like, absolute fucking mind.
It's okay to think that and feel that. Keep it to your damn self.
No. No, look.
There's no changing their mind.
Absolutely, but here's the thing. We cannot tell people that they cannot speak their minds. This is the best way to show them that what they say is wrong. Because the first thing we do is shut them down. You know, people come out of the woodwork and they're like, this, shut the fuck up, blah, blah, blah. Who the fuck are you? And it, what that says to them is, they go like this. Well, something has to be true if this is how hard you fight to shut me up. Because it plays into their feeling. Let them speak their minds. And once they say, you know what? I've said a lot of ridiculous shit. And nobody here has come and like called me out. Nobody called me names. But some people have said, hey, explain to me why you feel like this. Are these the same people that I've been screaming about who don't want to listen, who don't want to understand, who are giving me fake news? Because they don't treat me like it's fake news. They treat me like my opinion matters. Because your opinion does matter. Let's treat them as such. And that way, you don't give them an excuse to hate you the way they do.
I think
Trust me, from somebody who comes from a long line of experience... Bro,
these people are vilified, and rightly so, and I don't think that there's any changing them. I think you vilify them because you show a younger generation that that's the education that they need to see, that this will happen to you. You will be treated like the outcast, because we are moving away from, I think we are moving away from hatefulness and exclusion, but this brings us back.
But you have to be able to recognize it when it happens. If you shut it down, and then... And this, and then all of a sudden it pops up, and nobody's ever seen it before, and nobody's ever doesn't know how to recognize it and handle it. What happens then?
Well, this is why, and this is why so much of this happens in school. And when you're educated, you learn about things like the Holocaust, assuming that you actually believe it happened, you idiot, and other things like that. We talk about immigration, and we but now, I mean, this is a whole nother thing. But how education in schools function, and what's taught and what isn't taught, and things like that. But I'm with Ashley. I don't want them feeling empowered, and
if you want to have a conversation, I can have a conversation. If you want to be a straight ignorant asshole and say things that don't make sense, like what you're saying you believe doesn't even make sense. It's not a logical thought. It's an ignorant like spark that came to your mind one day, and now you're spitting it out, and people are backing you up.
But see, and here's the thing, but we're treating everybody like they're an ignorant asshole. Like anybody who comes out, and so it's easy for those people to embrace one another because they all get the same treatment. You know?
Are you saying like that?
I'm saying our reaction to certain situations are the exact same as situations that are far worse. You know? You know what? Like, when you're always outraged at every little thing, then the real things that should make you outraged don't get the same kind of recognition.
I would say that what that person did last week has me pretty outraged, and I think that that's deserving of it. I mean, I look at it from the other, like, I know the N-word's there, but you know what? I'm really troubled by the hail, and because I remember leading up to the election, there were some people like, this dude has some shades of Hitler in him. I'm like, that's funny. I get it. It's just hyperbole to, you know, to turn people. And you know what? It's fucking true. It's fucking true. And I'm sure there are people 70 years ago, they're like, that guy's not going to be like the next Lenin or some cretin from 100. No. And then people are in camps. And I'm not trying to make that comparison to what immigration is now, but the practices and trying to shun journalists and a lot of other things. I have no fear or qualms saying things he thinks and does and empowers is very Hitler-like. And to write hail in many ways to me with what happened with the Holocaust and connection to Hitler's, I think that that's almost equally as bad as that woman writing the N-word.
Oh, I mean, look, they're super, super ignorant people. Super, super. And those people should be weeded out by general common sense, by the commonality of all of us. There are people who are Trump supporters who aren't like that, but because they're Trump supporters, they get lumped in with people like that. So they're like, well, what the fuck, you know? If this is how it's going to be, then we're all in this together.
But those people should talk those other people down, because we've never had this before.
But see, here's the thing: it's not there on them to talk those people down. It's on us to exclude them, to systematically weed them out, you know. So as we have intelligent discourse between people of differing political views, when one nut pops out and starts screaming, we can both go, wow, that guy's a fucking nut. And so he gets excluded.
But they, here's the way the discourse goes. I will stay on the right side here. And I vote for Trump, and I vote for Trump. Both the people that we're talking about, the guy that you mentioned before, I like Trump because he is bringing jobs back to America. Forget about like that, what plays into that. And I like Trump because he tells me I'm a white person and this is my country. I don't ever... There should be more people who are on the first person that I mentioned saying, look, that is wrong. And they don't I don't often hear that. What I do hear is they just get super defensive to defend Trump, not exclude that person that they should. Because I don't say that that person who is excited to have jobs coming to America and other things that they support Trump for, vilifying the N-word person and the hateful person. They just defend Trump.
And then on the other side of things, like people that voted for Bernie Sanders or voted for Hillary, it came to this kind of conclusion where it was like, hey, listen, like it doesn't matter which one of us was right or wrong at that point or why we voted the way we did, but now we're kind of fucked. We all feel this way. How can we all move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to see that side being able to somewhat join together and understand things when the opposite side, exactly like Eric said, is... They're not doing that. They're not pointing the finger at their ignorant neighbor and saying, listen.
It just goes back to, but yeah. He's bringing jobs. And he says it like it is. Yeah, but do you realize this is, like, we've never had this in my lifetime that I can remember with any other president. And it's because, and this was the, this is the really, look, we all like someone who tells it like it is, but there is a minimum level of decorum from someone in that office. We all like candor and honesty. I think in many ways, it's why some people like me.
Every parent should be able to tell their kid, I want you to look at the president as a role model. And when you can't do that, that's a fucking problem.
The downside of having someone who can relentlessly tell it like it is, which is good to a degree, is this, because now I can go write N-words on people's houses and not feel so vilified.
There has to be a moral compass somewhere.
Absolutely.
And it's just...
And it's not, you know, it's not him telling it like it is. Yes, they're like our president is lacking severely in some character issues, some morality issues, hands down, absolutely. But what we have to understand is that we have to look at this. We can rail against it. We can be just as angry. We have, another 2.5 years of this? He's not winning a second term. But, of course, I also said he was never going to be president.
Yeah.
So, you know, but here's my thing. Look at this. Learn from this. Understand that there's a portion of our country that feels isolated and alone.
Fine.
And I'm not talking about the nuts who were white supremacists. I'm talking about regular, hardworking Americans. I could never understand why I could see somebody who's driving a 1972 Chevette in 2015 with a Republican sticker on it, because they're selling you a dream. Mm-hmm. What you want is you feel like they're going to make you be better financially, economically, raise you up. But they fight for their own money. You have to understand that. Let's look at what has happened and go like this. We have not done enough to reach out to everyone.
And it's
everyone.
It's really impossible to do that with 350 million people. So that's why I think you're right. And that's where there's the rub of this. He does more to divide than to bring people together.
But that's how he keeps his power.
Right.
You have to understand that.
I get that. Like once, but that's bad.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all falling for the okey-doke. That is really what has happened here. He has pit everybody against one another. Fake news. You know, the whole... Dude, everybody knows he banged that porn star. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows he slept with that Playboy girl. Everybody knows. He has got you looking at so many other different things.
Well, that's what he's
legit. Like he caught a fire, and then ran and does all this stuff. So everyone's looking at the fire.
Like, he ran into a church, shot 60 people, and went like this. You know what else will fucking make this? If I burn that fucking pharmacy down,
it's
nobody's going to focus on that.
It's like a magician. Yeah. Look over here.
Yeah.
But it's bad.
Slide of the hand.
Look, I've never said it doesn't work, because it works. He keeps this small group of intense people very unified and fractures everybody else so he can do things. I mean, we're... This is outside of the scope of what we talk about. I don't care about the porn star, I don't care about the Playboy stuff, whatever else. Like, and I see people posting pictures this week of, like, look at the bushes with Putin. Look at these. He got played so bad in that thing. I'm surprised this wouldn't be the United States of Russia at some point. And he is getting schooled. Dude, it's so bad.
When he said, I meant to say wouldn't.
What?
Yeah.
What? I heard every wife in America go like this. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, honestly, I would have never been able to say that to my wife and been like, I misspoke.
Yeah.
Like,
I said the exact opposite of
what I meant, you know, but I don't know if it's absolutely is, I was reading up on Russia, and from everything I understand, they have the same kind of economy as like a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just militarily, they are scary because they have a ton of nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
But as far as on the economic scale, they are more towards the end of North Korea or Ecuador or some shit like that.
Because of the way he runs the country.
Yeah, because of the way he runs the country. So they are not an economic powerhouse. And what irritates people the most is that the United States is somehow... Our president has somehow legitimized that country and given them like some spot on the world stage that says they are now leaders, although nothing other than their arsenal would be indicating that they are some form of leader.
And their technology as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I would like to think that if you went to Russia, it would just be like Cuba without the music. You know,
and colder,
and the coolness.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, of newer cars.
That's what it is.
Getting into my 57 Chevy.
It's a lot of awful, and I just don't like the people that look. There's been presidents. I didn't like George Bush. I bought the hook, line, and sinker of we need to go to war, and then I realized, ooh, this is a really bad idea, and it wasn't going.
We didn't think this one through.
But you know what? I didn't want to it didn't bring out the, and maybe it's because of the internet. That's always the black swan here that magnifies everything. But I don't remember stuff like this then. Like, I didn't like when Thanos snap certain Bush or many Bush supporters off the earth. Some of these people are ingrate, disgusting human beings, like that woman who thankfully did it on video to show you her educational
and
level.
And was dragged out in her muumuu.
Right.
So that made it a little bit better, you know?
Look, even...
My problem is if I hear one more person say, you know what, you need to get over it and just accept
that too.
It. You need to get over. I don't understand why people just can't get over it. He's our president. Fuck you. Were you the same person that said thanks, Obama, for like the last 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
Because I could punch you in the dick.
You're the same guy who was like, I need to see his birth certificate.
Yeah.
You know, yes, absolutely.
Like, stop it.
There's never reciprocal treatment on the other side. For anything that goes on, and should you get over it? Should you get over it?
It's hard because there's always a tweet, and then
right. Don't get over it.
The answer's no.
No, you don't get over it. But what you do is, and I'm a firm believer in this, is that you work towards making sure it never happens again.
And we're not doing that.
We're not. All we're doing is screaming about what he's doing.
Which,
prepare yourselves for the future.
It's funny that, again, outside of our scope, but 2 years later, the Democratic Party is still in complete disarray.
Yeah. Who's come out of that party right now that you're like, this is going to be the guy. This is the guy who's going to bring us back from the precipice. Absolutely no. We're talking about Joe Biden. We're talking Joe Biden.
Is a guy.
He's going to be like 77 years old. He's going to be our savior.
We can get 4 years out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but work towards making sure this doesn't happen again. If you're still going to be, if your husband beats you and all you do is sit in the living room and complain about how he beats you.
But I don't understand those women either.
And then go like this. Well, I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed that this doesn't happen again. And you're not working towards making sure it doesn't if you don't pack your stuff up, if you don't reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, somebody is always there to help. But what you need to do is make that first step.
But it goes back to his Hitler-esque strategies of empower the base and divide and conquer everybody else to the point of we just all agreed. There isn't anything coming along. There isn't anybody that's like, this person has the potential. This is a person who is civil and forward-thinking and truly puts Americans of all shapes, sizes, colors, genders, ethnicities first. And
what's
and just a line.
Yeah, but like what's awful is that in my head, and I'm like, okay, we're approaching 2 years. We need to start. We need to find someone. We need to figure this out. We need to start moving forward. In the back of my head, I'm like, what can actually get worse? Like how, I mean, clearly him having another 4 years, but I'm like, how can it get any fucking worse?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
He can get another pick for the Supreme Court.
Right.
Yeah.
I think things will be okay. I don't think that's going to get, I don't think he knows enough to really fuck that whole Supreme Court thing
up. No, he just went to an organization that is super, 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 super right, mm-hmm. and asked them to prepare a list.
Yeah.
They have a list of 25 super, super conservative judges that they're considering for, well, this dude that they just put up.
Kavanaugh?
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
He doesn't think people should, he doesn't think presidents, he's stated it like multiple like times and years ago, that he doesn't think a president could ever be convicted.
Or
that
indicted.
There's too many loopholes mm-hmm. in the system that a president would never be indicted while president. So, first pick, that guy.
Ashley, as a former small business owner, Diaz, a current small business owner, Ashley, did you ever like consider what how the government worked, and did it benefit you, or did you hope for government changes to benefit you?
I mean, I was so small that nothing would have, I wasn't in that realm of where it would have affected me more one way or another. Everyone's like, you're a small business owner, you have to vote this way.
Right.
I'm like, well, guess what? I'm also human.
Right.
So I'm not. So it can take, you know, I mean, it's just, it got very hard towards the end, especially as a small business owner during that time, because I wanted to like hold up my middle finger to half the people that I saw every day, because it was the climate to talk about politics and to talk about this. And, you know, it was a lot of silent, okay, well, I got to go. You know, I have work to do. Sorry, I can't have this conversation.
Dee, what about, I mean, the economics with you, the way it was, and I know you're after that, but the way it was and the way it is now? For small businesses,
you know, federally, I don't know if you feel much of an effect other than like some of the tax cuts. I think as a small business owner, I'm more affected by state mm-hmm. and city government and what they do
right.
and the requirements that they like. For shit's sake, for real. You say that you are a city that is encouraging of small business.
Such a lie.
Yeah.
Do they so
say
here's
that? Such a lie.
Yes.
They will not do better
yeah.
sometimes.
They're like, you know what? We want you to grow. This is where we want you to come. Like, you are the people that make our community stronger, are the people who hire within the community.
You live here,
you know,
you
live here,
business.
You start a business, mm-hmm. and all. Then why the fuck is it so hard for somebody to open up a business?
Yeah.
You explain to me why you aren't, as the city government, as helpful as you possibly can be to somebody who says to you, I want to open up someplace down here. I want to hire your residents. I want to pay your city fucking taxes. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Why aren't you like this? Then goddamn let me make sure that this is the easiest fucking process that you could possibly go through.
Yeah. I hope.
When do you want it done?
Yeah.
Let's get this done.
How about yesterday?
Yeah. I hope that Wade can change this. He has tried to, or he has brought in new blood, and it's probably the answer to your questions, I think everybody knows, but if you don't, it's because there's a person who's been in that job for a long, long time, and they're in no real rush to help you out, but I think Wade is trying to change that. It's just going to take a long
but
time.
But it goes deeper.
Yeah, you
go. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's getting a business license. Yeah. It's getting a fucking food service license.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke.
It will take a long time for this
like
to change.
You can walk into one government center, and you can literally hear that voice from Field of Dreams, because it's no longer employed in the movie industry, so it had to get another job in government. And if you walk into one government center, you can hear if you want it, they will fuck you. If you want it, they will fuck you. And you're like, what's that voice? What's that voice? Please press 13 to go up.
I see it downtown with businesses, traffic, and okay, look, I don't know how all this stuff is connected, but I mentioned it a bunch of times during the week. Going down the trail, so the middle lane's gone, right? Mm-hmm. Going south, just leaving downtown, there were no signs. This was like two Mondays ago. The middle lane just closed, and it said, lane closed. Where did it say it? When it closed. There was a sign slightly before it that said, stay in lane. Okay, well, I was in the middle lane. It took 4 days...
to get, yeah.
For there to be a sign that says, middle lane or center lane closed. And I know this is like I'm nitpicking this one thing, but that's a big deal. This is a major artery in our area that's constantly bitched about because of construction and whatnot. If we can't manage that, like, how does the infrastructure change to get you guys in small business? I mean, there's some real small problems that you
can pretty
easy
fix. Cars
ended
up in those holes. Yeah. I mean, A, they're kind of stupid, but those are big, deep-ass holes that I was like, first day I'm driving by, I was like, someone's going to end up in this by tonight.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like the orange cone, the little skinny, thin cone that's standing right outside of it, like, that's not going to stop anything. Like, I can't stand
it's
anything.
Pure accuracy. It's just literally everybody trying to validate why they're working in government.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way it is.
And it's
somebody, you know what? I'm in government. And maybe this just happens to be my general experience, but I have yet to find somebody who has been helpful throughout any of this.
From start to finish.
Yeah, ever. Yeah. It has always been attitude. Always as if, like, you know, fuck you. Who do you think you are to have a dream?
Yeah, I'm sorry you get an hour and a half lunch and a great fucking pension and probably have great insurance. Yeah. You're right. I should sit here for another 25 minutes, maybe 2 hours, while I'm not making money to make your day a little easier so you can have your breaks.
Yeah, look at you and your dreams. I got to come in here to this drab fucking place every day, listen to people's dreams. You know what I wanted to be when I was a kid? A ninja.
I don't think it would be an
ninja. Now look at me.
Yeah.
I'm a ninja inspector. Those who can inspect.
We all angered out.
I know. Now I need a drink.
I know, me too. And now I still gotta go to my office and see something that's gonna piss me off.
Do you have alcohol in your office?
Not yet.
Really?
I used to, and then Kara was like this. Do you really think it's appropriate? And I was like,
just get a fancy.
Every fucking television show I've ever seen where a guy's had a big desk and his own office, he's had like a bottle of something in a big drawer that he just pulls out and pours it into a cup and goes, and you make me feel like I got some kind of fucking drug habit.
It's a drug ring running through there. Yeah.
I'm envisioning.
Are you allowed to drink in here?
You should get like one of those like big fancy glass ones with like the cups and you're like, scotch, sir.
I'm envisioning the scene from The Dark Knight where Commissioner Gordon runs in to save the commissioner. And Commissioner Loeb, he goes, Commissioner Gordon, you're never going to understand anything like this, but I've learned how to handle situations like this. And he pulls out his like Macallan or something and the big scotch glass.
Yeah.
And then he chokes and dies. Now, that's not going to happen, but it's very movie-like. And
I really wish
sometimes it was like back in the 70s where like everyone smoked Mad in their Men? Office.
Yeah.
Total Mad Men. Yeah, like that would be my dream.
Now you know who to vote for.
Like just, you know, walk in, smoke a cigarette, you know, have a drink.
I'll admit, I'm the first one to admit
some of the
stuff in the 50s was cool.
Yeah.
But the racism made everything else not cool.
Racism, right. Sexism, girls having to wear heels and dresses. I would never survive that.
Why are you out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isms in the 50s were dope.
Because I'm smarter than you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy golf. Enjoy your
party.
Your funeral. Funeral for the 20s.
Yeah.
It's old not Western. A bad idea.
Yeah. It's your birthday. It'll be fun.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to #subscribe and share. You can click Click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.